Kamig, I want to, before we get back to Buddy and what he's doing, and Draymond, I think, is keeping the turnovers down offensively. Steve Kerr's made it an emphasis. Hey, we cannot give away 5 to 6 possessions like we used to. One thing about JK, as I was watching the game back, remember Tim Roy, California class, like, hey, Bonte, man, this guy could be Ron Artest. He reminds me, he gives me flashes of Ron Artest. Well, I saw a little of that in Boston again.
On what side of the floor?
Defensively. His physicality against Jason Tatum and his ability to fight through screens. And that's how this is rookie year. There's a possession his rookie year against the LA Lakers. I'll never forget it. LeBron James is posting up Jonathan Kuminga. You go back and go watch this. It's rookie season. And LeBron James tries to fake him. Pump fakes like 3 to 4 different times. And as a rookie, JK, just a little flash, but he won that rep. Stayed down, kept his feet down, didn't bite. Great defensive possession. And you're like, man, this Joker could do that. Like, wow, he's a rookie. He's not going for that. And the instincts, you saw it right away there. Just hasn't put it together consistently. But Wednesday night against Jason Tatum, you saw the flashes, which is why, to Sam's point, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We need to chill off the trade talks for a second. This guy Kuminga provides something on his team that nobody else does in terms of going to the rack, finishing at the rack, dunking on your head, playing in the mid-post, mid-block, and then defensively being able to get out on Jason Tatum and be physical with him and not bite for anything. JK quietly had a very solid night in Boston.
When I think about what made the Warriors so dynamic back in the day, their ability to throw a variety of body types on various 2s, 3s, and 4s was unlike anything out there. Like, obviously, you know, Pippen is like one of the greatest perimeter defenders of all time. But when you have the ability to throw not just one guy, like, hey, Pippen, you go guard that guy, take him out of the game. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. They at one point could throw Sean Livingston on somebody, Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and a variety of other random guys that they've had over the years. This team has Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga. I know Buddy's not the greatest, but Buddy's going to try, and he's actually longer than I thought. GP2 can guard these guys. I think Melton, when he returns, you could throw a guy on there. At times, Draymond can guard some of the smaller people. Don't love that, but he can do it at times. And Moses Moody. That, to me, that's the beauty of what they've built this year. It's not just the offensive side with all the ball movement, but their ability to be able to guard a guy like Jason Tatum with 5 or 6 different kind of guys, and you're running waves at him. I think that's what's really unique.
No, it is very unique. And just focusing on JK for a second, because Wiggins is going to guard, and you have all these bodies, as you mentioned, that can switch on to these wings here. Tonight is going to be very important because Caris LeVert comes off the bench, and he killed the Warriors last year, Chase Center. Come off the bench, what, he scored 18, 20 or whatnot. This is impact, just instant scoring. He's long, he's athletic. This guy, Caris LeVert's a good player off the bench for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but when you get Mitchell and Garland, two of the quicker guards in the NBA, and they formed this great backcourt together. They're starting to figure it out in Cleveland, Garland and Donovan Mitchell. JK coming off this bench alongside Andrew Wiggins. And I get the feeling that Gary Payton II is going to start tonight because you want to slow down Garland right away. You have maybe GP2 picking up Garland full court. You have Andrew Wiggins on Donovan Mitchell. You put Stephen Curry on Isaac Okoro. And then, of course, you get Draymond and TJD on their bigs, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. I get the feeling that GP2 make it start like he did on Monday just to have that burst of energy right away to say, all right, I'm picking this dude up 94 feet. We're setting a defensive tone. And then when you come off the bench, you bring in Jonathan Kuminga and say, okay, is it Mitchell? Is it Garland? Which one do you want? Or do you match up JK with Caris LeVert off that bench and match them up together to make sure you keep him out of the game? So looking at the game plan, you do have a lot of wing options here as defenders at the point of attack. And so it's important that JK keeps himself locked in, but also Wiggins playing well defensively, as you mentioned, all these different guys, and not to mention Slo-Mo, who will get an opportunity to guard Evan Mobley or one of their threes.
Yeah, Slo-Mo's a guy that I didn't even reference. You could throw him on a variety of different guys. Their multiplicity, as they've talked about for a long time, like optionality, remember they used to say that a lot last year? Well, now, like, you're seeing kind of what they kind of envisioned multiple years ago play itself out. You beat Cleveland after beating Boston. That sends a message to the entire league.
No doubt. No doubt.
Devontae, it's time for you to do the legal.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. In Cleveland, this is what they do so far this year. Just watching their games back. They're not going to settle for threes, but they'll shoot to be above the break three all day long. They love those type of threes. In the half court, they'll go down, get 2 feet in the paint, get the mid-range game going. But above the break threes, they're number one in the NBA here. But their percentage of threes, like we saw Boston, 55% of their field goal attempts came from the three-point line. By far and away, the best in the NBA. They got to their 54 attempts last game against the Golden State Warriors. They averaged 51 attempts a game. Well, the Cavaliers are different. Just 41% of their field goal attempts come from the three-point line. That's 17th in the NBA. So they're a lot more balanced here. So you're not going to be able to just, hey, let's run them off the three-point line. They like the mid-range jumper. Donovan Mitchell loves the mid-range jumper. He has been living in the paint in the restricted area. Think of these numbers here as you watch the game tonight. Restricted area, Donovan Mitchell shooting 69%. 32 field goals in the restricted area. Non-restricted paint area, he shot 26 times, 46%. But the mid-range, so far in the mid-range, 18 of 36, 50%. So he's going to settle for twos. So you can't just try to run him off the three-point line and think it's all sweet. Oh, he'll take the 18-footer all day long. We saw it the other night in New Orleans. So a little different style that the Cavaliers play as opposed to the Celtics.
Who do you think is going to try to stay with Steph Curry in this one?
Oh, Isaac Okoro.
You think they're going to throw him on exclusively?
Yeah, he'll be on Steph to start the game.
See, I think you can exploit Donovan Mitchell and Garland in the half court. Their size, they're not like Donovan, although very strong, is not the tallest, longest guy, and he will foul.
Yeah, no doubt. But you asked me, you know, who's going to start on Steph.
So if they're throwing Okoro on Steph, like, I think that there are other options out there that you can exploit. Yeah,
yeah,
I
they'll
do.
Get the switch. They're trying to make Donovan Mitchell work on a defensive end. But also, Evan Mobley has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, no, he's a very
taking
good
a
player.
Leap. So that's Draymond Green written all over it. And so far on this road trip, they've taken out the stars. Jalen Green, 2 of 13. Jordan Poole, 2 of 9 from 3. Jason Tatum, made him work for his 32. He had the one quarter with 17. Other than that, they made him work. Now you get Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell. Obviously, they're trying to take the head and snake out of the game and Donovan Mitchell. But Evan Mobley's a guy that I think Draymond Green, when he looks at the end of the season, he says, I want to be DPOY again. Don't forget about Dre. I want to be on the All-NBA defensive first team. These are the games you bookmark if you're Draymond Green.
Mobley's so bouncy, and he's what I wanted Wiseman to look like.
Yep.
You know, I know Wiseman had more of the shot from the outside and had a little, you know, I would say just goofier length. Yeah. You know, he was just kind of a, I don't know, Stretch Armstrong type. Mobley's very nice, man. Very, very nice. I think this is just a great test to see the two best teams in the East in back-to-back games and just see where the Warriors stack up. You know, I don't want to hear excuses about being on the road and travel and all that. I just want to see them show up with their lunch pail and play another tight game against a really, really good team that I think is, they're not going to catch them by surprise.
Well, they're number one in offensive efficiency, the Cleveland Cavaliers. But they're number one. Number one. The Warriors are third.
I would not have had them as number one in the league.
The Warriors are third. Wow. However, defensively, the Warriors are second. And the Cavaliers are ninth. So you can exploit some of their smaller guards here, Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. But it'd be interesting to see how Kenny Atkinson plays this. 6'5", Comcast Business. Sexline says, it's a mistake to bench Moody. I'm just thinking about the matchups and trying to get a read on Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr will tweak a lineup no matter what. He's probably looking at Garland. It's no knock on Moses Moody whatsoever. It's about matchups. Garland Mitchell, smaller guards, quicker guards. I'm not sure if that's advantageous for Moses Moody. Now, he may start Moses Moody in a ride with it. But this also, we saw on Monday night against Jordan Poole, what does Steve Kerr want to do? I need to pick him up 94 feet with Gary Payton II and set a tone defensively, letting Jordan Poole know, I'm going to put the pest on you in GP2. I'm going to put your glove on you to make it work. Wouldn't you think that Steve Kerr may go to that route tonight against a smaller guard, and Darius Garland said, you know what? I know I have Steph out here. I'm going to put Steph on Isaac Okoro. Instead of putting Moody on a smaller, quicker guard, maybe I shift them back to the bench and I start GP2. I'm just looking at the matchups and what Steve Kerr may do tonight. He may start GP2 on Garland tonight. He just may.
GP2 gives you just a variety of energy, hustle plays. He gets a lot of easy buckets, too, around the rim. So, I wouldn't be surprised, especially when you started as slow as you did in Boston. That might be the move. Is Pajemski going to be available tonight?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know if he's going to be available tonight. I do not know. I think he was questionable, but he may not play.
I mean, then now you're short another ball handler. I know they had Lindy Waters playing a slight bit of point at one point, kind of bringing the ball up. I didn't have that on my Rolodex to start the season.
A lot of guys were bringing up the ball, so... It's going to be a very interesting game. We'll get back to the Warriors in a little bit, but we're going to go to Dave Moore, color analyst in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, get to the Niners and the Bucks. It's a huge game for the 49ers. We'll go behind enemy lines on the other side here on the Morning Roast. Plus, we got 60 seconds of celebrity. We push that back a little bit. Shameless shout out, 745. Shameless shout outs, 888-957-9570 is the number. We want to get the shameless shout outs today. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up. Shout out whoever you want to shout out. Your dog, your cat, your son, your daughter, your nanny, your liquor store, your meat market, Costco. You can shout out whoever the hell you want to shout out. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll do that at 745. But first, we'll get to Dave Moore, color analyst of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's coming up, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.